Hey, this is disturbing. I got an email about this last night, and I did see, I think Channel 9 News ran something on it. Fake notices being put up around the city of Kingston saying the local parks are open. A lot of trouble. They've laminated, they've used the City of Kingston logo, they've forged the mayor's signature to say, come in and use the playground. On the line is the mayor of the City of Kingston, Councillor Georgina Oxley. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me this morning.
Well, thank you. How many of these popped up?
So we're at two locations, a couple of signs at two locations down in the south ward of the city of Kingston, and as you said, very disturbing and absolutely outrageous.
Well, they're pretty, they're a good fake, aren't they? They look genuine.
Look, it did confuse a couple of families who did go down over the weekend and saw the signs at these locations and unfortunately did use the playground there with their young children, so very upsetting there. They did look quite real, which is probably the most disturbing part there.
So what does it actually say?
So the signs indicate that the parks are open, and that the main way to fight COVID-19 is through sunlight and a healthy diet, and signed by myself, which certainly is not correct. Our parks are closed throughout the city of Kingston and indeed across the 32 LGAs across Victoria. Our parks are closed for a good reason, and that's to keep everyone safe.
Do you think this is malicious? Is it somebody trying to hurt people, or is that just a sick joke?
Look, it's hard to say whether it's, you know, politically motivated or whether it's someone just trying to cause chaos within the city of Kingston and put lives at risk. Either way, it is not welcomed in our Kingston community, and this type of divisiveness, where we've had our community really come together during COVID and support one another, and this is just divisive behaviour that isn't welcomed in the city of Kingston or anywhere for that matter.
It's potentially very dangerous. As you say, potentially it could cost lives.
Absolutely. We've seen tragedies indeed in Australia, Victoria and across the world due to COVID, and we've put in these restrictions along with the state government to keep everyone safe, and that's what we're trying to do. And the community's come together, really helped each other and supported one another. I know it's been tough. We haven't been able to celebrate birthdays, families,
yeah,
go and see families, funerals. It's been hard on everyone.
So you've been to the police?
So the local MP has been very supportive, and he's asked Victoria Police to investigate, and I believe at one of the locations there is CCTV footage be available,
good,
which hopefully will catch the perpetrator. But what I would say to that person, if they are listening today, Neil, is to come forward themselves, because if we can find out, we will find out, and it certainly is putting lives at risk. So I think Victoria Police will be very interested.
Thank you very much for your time. The Mayor of the City of Kingston, Councillor Georgina Oxley. I wanted to talk to her because I wanted to get it out, one, that some dangerous idiots been doing this, and second, to alert you, second, help to catch them, and third, has anybody else anybody seen any similar tricks anywhere else? Because if one person's stupid enough to do it, there'll be others.